This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. All right, it was a conscious decision to not discuss what happened in Florida with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. They were not prepared to go that way, and there's still details coming out. But let's talk about what we do know. 17 is the number I'm hearing, 17 killed. I'm hearing that he had a AR-15 type weapon. Numerous magazines, which, that part, they always seem to go after certain details that are sort of, I would be surprised if they ever did a report where they said, today he used an AR-15 and only brought one magazine, the one that was in the gun. That would surprise me completely to find that out, but that's beside the point. This kid, Cruz, yeah. He was a former student. He had been expelled due to making threats, I believe is what I've heard. And I caught all of this in the break. I caught all of this in the break as we were going along. One thing that is already happening, of course, is that we're trying to politicize this. What do we got from those jamokes? Let's talk about the politicization of it. They're all Democrats, of course. Even before they had the suspected shooter in custody. And this guy, by the way, he followed a lot of Middle Eastern sites on his social media, a lot of Syrian fighter sites and stuff such as that. Before he was in custody, Democratic Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy took to the Senate floor to blame the shooting on a lack of gun control. He said, turn on your television right now. You're going to see scenes of children running for their lives. What looks to be the 19th school shooting in this country, and we have not even hit March. And he said that citing a misleading statistic that is put out right now by the gun control proponents, which, I've debunked it. Let me debunk it right now. That is something that was created by Everytown for Gun Safety. They claimed, at the time, on January 25th, they claimed there had been 11 school shootings on January 25th. Nearly all of the incidents included alongside the Marshall County shooting bear little or no resemblance to the to any shooting or any other well-publicized school shooting like those at Sandy Hook Elementary or Columbine. This one does. This one in Florida does. The other 18, however, do not. None of the other events involved in their group's count featured more than one injury. Most featured no injuries, and one involved a BB gun. So, so much for them getting that right. He continued on, this epidemic of mass slaughter, this scourge of school shooting after school shooting, it only happens here, not because of coincidence, but because of bad luck. And as a consequence of our inaction, I'm going to tell you about the mass shootings as they have happened, the biggest mass shootings in recorded history as we go along. That'll be coming up very shortly. Other Democrats took to Twitter to demand gun control measures. Democratic New Jersey Representative Donald Norcross wrote on Twitter, I too offer thoughts and prayers. I also offer my support to bring hashtag gun safety measures up for a vote. Going to Twitter. Representative Nidia Velasquez, she said, once again, gun violence shatters lives. With another school shooting, we need sensible gun control. I like background checks and tracing of weapons, which we already have. My heart breaks for the families affected, and many thanks for the first responders in Florida. They had school resource officers there. We know that. It was a very big school. It was not a combined school, by the way. I believe this was a high school. And that's the thing about these events. When they first happen, the details, you know, when they first occur, law enforcement's not releasing that much information. And because they're not releasing that information, as the news continues on, they're not going to break away from it and say, okay, let's go talk about the hockey scores. They started going to these loops where they're showing the same video over and over and over again, and it becomes its own self-sustaining thing. So as things go along, as the facts begin to come out, in the meantime, people like the Democrats get out there, and this narrative of this is the 19th or 18th school shooting this year, that's out there. That's out there now, and it is out there, and it is out there first. Now, do I think this will result in more gun control? No. No, I don't think it will. And I'm waiting to find out some things like, was this kid on psychotropic drugs? Had he ever taken these before? You know, I keep hearing about these things where, I don't know. Have you seen the ads on TV where they'll be talking about like Chantix? When I was trying to quit smoking, somebody came to me about Chantix. You should take Chantix. And you listen to the ads and the disclaimers for it, and they're out there saying, well, if you start to have thoughts of suicide, well, okay. So if I'm taking this drug to quit smoking and I kill myself, I guess I, you know, technically it worked. I quit smoking. What is this prevalence of all these drugs out there that can cause you to have thoughts of suicide? How is that a common denominator? And if that is actually the case, why is that particular formula being allowed to be put out there and sold and prescribed to people? And yes, there's psychotropic drugs. And I'll be reaching out to Linda Loggeman again, Dr. Linda, and see if she's free to discuss this stuff. Because I'm getting sort of tired of this conflation where we get out there and we confuse the fact this kid clearly had issues. This kid clearly, I don't know, we'll find out more about him, because this is still early on. This happened, what, 4 hours ago? So, we don't really know what's going on, except the Democrats, of course, are going to use this to go after gun control. We don't even know the names of these children that have been killed. We don't know what pushed him to do this. Because, that genie's out of the bottle. You can't ban human nature. Gun control is nothing more than an attempt at human control. And human control don't work. It never works. You cannot kill an idea. Even if you kill everybody that has the idea, sooner or later it will resurface because we are human. And for some reason, this kid here, he something was wrong with him. Something was not. He thought this was the way to go. And this is clearly not the way to go. This is not the way to address any sort of grievance. And quite honestly, I have to give a hat tip to law enforcement. They took him alive. You got to know that those guys were, they've got kids and everything. They were a little emotionally invested in that. So as they were looking at this thing and taking in the scene and trying to clear this building. So as details come in, we will discuss them. Simply because we don't know the whole story. We won't know the whole story for a few days. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Turns out that young Nicholas Cruz, that is his name, this kid was well known at school. It was to the point that where he was not to be allowed on school grounds with a backpack. He had been described by students, teachers, all kinds of people within that school as being a possible troubled spot at some point. some of the students. He knew the inside of the school. He knew where everybody was going to be at any given time. Here is an interview with one of the students. I think we'll get the... Is the audio turned? Yeah, it's turned up.
Honestly, a lot of people were saying that it was going to be him, stuff like that. A lot of kids threw jokes around like that, saying that he was going to be the one to screw up the school, but it turns out, you know, everyone predicted it. That's crazy.
Well, he must have come onto campus then, right?
Yeah, he was on the third floor. He knows the school layout. He knows where everyone would be at as of right now. He's been in this fire drills. He's prepared for this stuff.
So there we have it from that young man. This is a student. Another student told WSVN that the suspect is a troubled kid who always had a certain amount of issues going on. He shot guns because he felt it gave him, I guess, an exhilarating feeling. Teacher at the high school told the Miami Herald that the suspect was seen as a potential threat, as he had allegedly threatened students last year. We were told last year that he wasn't allowed on campus with a backpack on him, Jim Gard, who claimed to be a former teacher of the suspects. There were problems with him last year threatening students. I guess he was asked to leave campus. Another student told WSVN he stayed clear of the suspect most of the time. My time in alternate school, I didn't want to be with him at all because I didn't want to cause any conflict with him because of the impression he gave off. So, a few things I still want to find out. Did he own it? Did he own that weapon? I think that is a legitimate question. Legally, I think he could. If he's 19 years old, if he's 18 years old, I think maybe legally he could. I don't know, though. I don't know. I would love to know if this kid went all the way through school. And let's see. Superintendent Robert Runcie said he was not aware of any specific warnings the school district had received regarding the shooter, while some teachers had said he demonstrated warning signs. An Instagram page apparently belonging to crew showed pictures of guns and knives. The sheriff's office said Wednesday he had an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and multiple magazines. Why was he not flagged? I'm all aware of the due process argument. I get it. But given this, that's why I want to know where he got the weapon. And to be honest with you, how best to put this? His weapon of choice is not a big concern of mine. It is not a big concern of mine. This tells me right here that he, like most people, did not know what to take. Because he was in very, very tight quarters and he was using that weapon. It's almost as bad as Paddock choosing that weapon for his shoot 'em up in Las Vegas, because I have been where he parked his car. I mean, I was within 200 yards of where he parked his car near the fuel tanks with the car loaded with explosives he was trying to hit. Mandalay Bay, hitting a target with one specific round with an AR-15 from Mandalay Bay to where he apparently had his car parked, that would have been a shot for the ages. And that would have been a highly calculated shot. That would not have been a shot you use with a bump stock. And that's the thing that about Paddock that is so, and we'll get to that vexing problem a little bit later, but this is a kid that had an axe to grind, and he has now ground it. So the question becomes now, what could have been done to prevent this? That is not going to be revealed until we know his pathway. Was he in the school? Was he in a common area? Where was he when he was doing all of his shooting? Where was he when he... I've heard he killed 12 people on the campus. He killed 2 people outside. One person was dead on the sidewalk. I think a couple more have died at the hospital. I don't know what the breakdown is. It's all horrible. This is all horrible. And this is the thing, you know, getting out there and calling for gun control, when we already know that's not going to stop anything. I take it they don't feel the same way. They don't feel the way I feel about it. Yeah. That kind of, yeah, well, anyway. I'm not going to say it out loud. I can't. FCC will get on to me. We're going to have to, for this kind of thing to stop, we're going to have to do two things. When we find a child like this, first of all, why was he like this? Why was he? And yeah, there have been loners. Yeah, sure. I knew them all when I was in school, and they all grew up to be something other than this kid. When I was in school, we didn't have this kind of thing happening, and that was just a generation ago. Maybe two. Two generations ago. So, what happened? Well, besides I really want to find out if this kid was on any drugs at any time. Because if he was on them and then he came off of them, that's a whole different story there. That paints a whole different picture. So, we're going to see. We're going to see we're going to try to find out. We're going to try to ascertain what was going on. We're never going to know 100% for sure, although he is alive. He was caught. That also is interesting, because most of the time, this is sort of a one-way trip for these yahoos to go and take on this kind of a mission, if you will. No, let's not do that. Let's go back. Yeah, there we go. I was looking for something else that might. I'm looking for breaking news on this stuff, and that's the thing. It's going to be a repeat. It's going to be a big loop for a few days. There's certain sites I'm not going to go to look for news, like CNN, because they'll be out there parroting the calls for gun control because it was an AR-15 yet again. But we'll see. And this, it's not about the gun control they're going to try to go for. It's simply about the loss of life, about the loss of young people, when we clearly knew this guy was an issue. They knew he was an issue. We'll find out in the coming days what they tried to do to prevent this, if anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, just so everybody knows, for those of you out there in radio land, you're hearing right now that the Democrats are saying this is the 19th active shooter in a school, the 19th mass school shooting. Let me help you out a little bit so you know what it is they're trying to describe to you. An active killer or active shooter names a perpetrator of a type of mass murder which is marked by rapidity, scale, randomness, and often suicide. According to the Department of Homeland Security, they define an active shooter as an individual actively engaged in killing or attempting to kill people in a confined and populated area. In most cases, active shooters use firearms, no kidding, and there's no pattern or method to their selection of victims. So in purely based upon that governmental description, this guy was not an active shooter. This guy was a rampage killer because he went somewhere where he knew people and he had axes to grind. Most incidents occur at locations where the killers find little impediment in pressing their attack. These are generally described as a soft target. Now, I know that there were resource officers at this school. I need to know how big the school is. I need to know how many resource officers. I need to know where the resource officers were in conjunction to where this kid was in this shooting incident when he started his shooting. And even... You know, there's been studies put out that indicate the best combination of things you could possibly have to deter this kind of a shooting is to have both armed teachers and resource officers. Now, my version of the way an armed teacher system would work would be to have two per hallway, with pre-coordinated communications in place for them. They should never be known unless something happens, and then, of course, they're going to be known because they're going to take up a defensive position. The teachers should know who they are. They should know where they are. The cops should know who they are, where their classrooms are. There should be a schematic or a blueprint up there to where they can find this. The reason this is important is because when a cop is coming down a hallway looking for an active shooter, you don't want to get him too excited by him seeing somebody with a gun. And that's why it would be better for them to take up a defensive position within their classroom, angled in their doorway, depending on where they think the active shooter is. The active shooter, and they would know this via communication. So these teachers, janitors, football coaches, whoever they were, they would have detailed information. They would have communication so they would know which way they thought this guy was coming. It'd be very helpful if they had video surveillance that they could watch. Do they have that kind of stuff already? I don't know. I don't know. In most instances, shooters commit suicide. They are shot by police, so they surrender when confrontation with responding law enforcement becomes unavoidable. According to the NYPD statistics, 46% of active shooter incidents are ended by the application of force by police or security. 40% end in the shooter's suicide. 14% of the time the shooter surrenders, and in less than 1% of cases, the violence ends when the attacker flees. Although they provide no formal definition of the relevant terms, and they have no statistics and no studies, no nothing to show this. This is just what the numbers that are being thrown out there. In police training manuals, the police response to an active shooter scenario is different from a hostage rescue and barricaded suspect situation. They have to deploy when they get there with the intention of trying to contain this suspect within the perimeter, gain information about the situation, try to negotiate with this guy or girl, and wait for specialist teams like SWAT. If they believe that he intends to kill as many people as possible before committing suicide, they may use a tactic like the immediate action rapid deployment. That's a police tactic where the first responders, typically regular police officers, confront a developing high-risk crisis. And this is opposed to first responders acting to assemble and contain it, cordon it off. In other words, they have to go in. And this is something they use with an aggressive suspect, like, say, an active shooter in a school. Now, active shooters do not negotiate. They kill as many people as possible. They try to gain notoriety. Active shooters generally do not lie in wait to battle responding law enforcement officers. Few law enforcement officers have been injured responding to active shooter incidents. Fewer still have been killed. And more often than not, when the prospect of the confrontation and the follow-on force is coming up with them, they commit suicide. And when civilians, even unarmed civilians, resist, the active shooter crumbles. 60% of active shootings that are stopped by civilians are stopped by unarmed people. There's something to be said, and this is purely from a close combat type of thing. A rifle in a close combat situation is sort of, unless it's a very short rifle, is a bit of a liability. Now, I don't expect kids in school or teachers in school to understand that. But the longer the weapon is, the harder it is in close quarters it is to bring it up on you, which is why I'm not surprised he has this, because he has read how this is the gun of choice for the active shooter. So he got him one. Now, in reality, and not theory, and round numbers, rapid mass murder, which is another term for this, has been aborted primarily by a single courageous actor. 50% have been unarmed, 25% were armed civilians, and the remainder have been police officers, also primarily initiated by a solo officer. So one person showing up to oppose in a meaningful way, or one person who actually goes physical and opposes in a meaningful way, ends it 50 to 60% of the time. I'm just saying 50%. I've seen 60% in other places. And the recommended tactic for this is aggressive action. For law enforcement, the tactical imperative is to respond and engage the killer without delay. The affected orthodoxy of the cumbersome team formations fails to answer the dynamics that come into play. You're better off not waiting on that line of people. you know, one on one side, one on the other. I'm on the left, you're on the right. Let's go. That's what you want to do. These guys defy traditional criminal categorization. The goal is neither to defend nor appropriate turf or territory. They don't want to initiate themselves or elevate their status within a criminal organization. They're not killing for drugs or money. The serial killer is one kind of mass murderer. He claims as many lives in multiple events across time. And the events are discontinuous, punctuated by a cooling off period, whereas the active shooter claims many lives in a single event along a compressed frame of time. In practice, this appears to carry a corollary. Broadly, the serial killer is looking for anonymity and the active shooter is looking for notoriety. So repetition through multiple events across the, you know, that answers the pathology of the serial killer. They are savage, but they're not designed to excite publicly, serial killers. Active shooters, on the other hand, well, notoriety. This kid had all the social media. You know, you could also look at the ideological killer like the Oklahoma City bombing. There, a man with ties to a disorganized militia movement detonated a truck bomb in front of the Alfred P. Murrah building. And the resulting blast took 161 lives while wounding 680. He was driven by something political. It was terrorism, basically. And this is something else. This is something else. So, active shooters, 60% of the time stopped by unarmed people. That's startling. We should embrace that statistic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. And just so you know, I'm going to try to stick with this. My voice is starting to go again. That's what happened yesterday. I was on the phone a lot yesterday, and when it came time to do the show, I knew that I was just going to be sort of squeaky. But we're going to try. I'm going to try to finish this one out just simply because that needs to be happening. One thing to remember about mass shootings. Where are the Democrats when we're not having a mass shooting? Because we have shootings all the time. Right now, in Chicago, there's been 265. How many deaths have there been? Quite a few. I'm not sure how many there have been. More than any other city, without a doubt. The last mass shooting to come their way, of course, was of the sufficient size and scales that they like, was either Sutherland, Texas, or Las Vegas, whichever one you want to look at. And, you know, let's push for more restrictive gun laws against, you know, both people in those cases passed background checks. One of them should not have been allowed to buy a gun. Should have been on anybody's prohibited persons list, but, you know. Anyway, you get my drift. Now, we're going to have a rush of emotion and a rush to judgment by a lot of people that are always going to be the same actors all the time. Right now, everybody wanted to ban bump stocks, and bump stocks are still out there. They're still for sale. Not anything that I myself would want to purchase, but it was never a part that was something that should have been banned to begin with. It enables faster semi-automatic fire. A little practice can do that too. I don't even need a bump stock to do bump firing. So what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to ban my left hand and my right index finger to keep me from bump firing if that's what I want to do. In December of 2017, after Sutherland, Texas, after Las Vegas, the House passed concealed carry reciprocity. Now, it's not all wine and roses just yet. That has to pass the Senate. But the Senate Democrats, prior to this shooting, were proposing a gun control package that would build on the SAFE Act, a New York State regulation that New York's governor has already called the toughest gun control law in the United States. And these desperate attempts to do away with the Second Amendment and manipulate the law to suit the leftist agenda is nothing new. We saw all of it after Sandy Hook. We saw it after Aurora. We saw it after Sutherland Springs. We saw it after Las Vegas. We'll see it after this unfortunate incident. And all of these are unfortunate incidents. They're horrific incidents. But when you hear the leftists speak, when you hear the Democrats speak, you would think that these kind of shootings occur every day in this country. And, of course, they don't. You would also think that by enforcing stronger background checks, we could curb gun-related violence in the streets of our cities. We can't. It doesn't. The reason should be obvious to anyone who doesn't have, some sort of distorted view. The vast majority of criminal activity involving guns in this country involves guns that were illegally obtained. And these are guns that have not been registered or purchased through a legal channel. One of the largest sources of guns used in crimes is unlicensed street dealers who get their guns through illegal transactions with Saudi dealers, straw purchases, or gun theft. Like what's happening in Pennsylvania all the time, it seems like. So, in other words, they're bought and sold on the black market. It's interesting about the black market because the Democrats will get out there and say, we need to look at police because black lives matter. And yet, black America, because of what has happened to their family structure, because of what has happened to their economic opportunity, their education in the inner cities, all held by Democrats who are writing the prescriptions to some of this violence. Black America is in certain geographic areas, not everywhere. It's not about black America per se. This is just the players doing it. Okay, it's not like it's something they're just going to do, because I know far too many black Americans who are just normal, everyday, upstanding men and women. But in inner city, well, just to put it in context, black homicides soared this past year while the black football players were taking a knee and bringing about Black Lives Matter, a sentiment that seems backward when you consider that none of them were talking about the far more overwhelming number of black deaths occurring within their own race. Just in this short month of February in Chicago, 7 black Americans have been killed in Chicago already. 25 have been shot and wounded. And the year has practically just begun, and it's 43 gun deaths. I'm sorry, not 67. Or not 265, or whatever I heard. This is something that should be being looked at right now. Black men are 13 times more likely to be shot and killed with guns than white men. And who are killing these black men? It's other black men. Do you want to know who kills most white men? The white men that are dead, they commit suicide. Most of the white men that die commit suicide. And most of the black men that die they become statistics in crime. Now, while these numbers are ballooning out of control, the left is pointing their fingers at the police officers, lumping all of law enforcement in with these few rotten apples that I know are out there. And they turn a blind eye to the damage done by the Democratic leader. De Blasio, say what you want to say about stop and frisk. It worked in New York. And when it stopped, the city saw a significant increase in homicide and gun violence. And while they're going to try their damnedest to ban the AR-15 and its furniture and its accessories, like the notorious bump stock, a larger problem is being ignored. William Julius Wilson wrote in his blog for Brookings, "The nation's consciousness has been raised by the repeated acts of police brutality against blacks, but the problem of public space violence, seen in the extraordinary distress, trauma, and pain many poor inner-city families experience following the killing of a family member or a close relative, also deserves our special attention." So, this raises a question. If the left can acknowledge that blacks, or if this black man who wrote this article, for example, can acknowledge that black men are killing other black men, why can't the leftist establishment? And if you were to ask that question to the political talking heads, there would be no answer. But the reality remains incontrovertible. So 77% of white gun deaths have been found to be suicide, whereas 82% of black gun deaths are homicide. And it should be obvious that gun control does little to effectively control violent offenders in the black community. My friend, who killed himself here recently, he shot himself with a revolver. Not exactly the epitome of, high tech, I would say. So it's not about gun control, and it's not about a whole bunch of things. It is about these individuals and what takes them down this path. And in the, we can discuss these incidents, every one of these mass shooting incidents, especially this one could have been prevented. I'll go way out there on the limb and tell you this one could have been prevented. So, some of these places that try to do things, what this all comes down to is lifestyle. What's your day-to-day life like? And some of these criminals would rather rob people at gunpoint or join a violent gang than make an honest living. And until that is addressed, you're not going to see an end to the inner city violence. And no amount of legislation is going to change it. And if for no other reason than that criminal, they're not going to legally obtain firearms or register them in their respective states. If we're going to stop this, we can stop this. We can do something about this. But we have to, it would take a little bit of effort. And it's going to have to be the right effort. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the front. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.